Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yashodanandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana 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 Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivijakacharya Stotra 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 Shishma Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki Iskon founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivijakacharya Stotra 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 Shishma Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vanda ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Prem se kau jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda ki All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees All glories to assembled devotees all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वती व्यास ततो जयमुदीरहे नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Today we are taking the Bhagavatam Sloka from Canto 1, Chapter 6 and text number 22. Yes. Sakradyadarshitam rupam यतात् कामाय ते अनुगा मत कामासन के साधु सर्वान् मुसंचितीर्चयान् सकृद्यद्वर्षितं रूपम् यतात् कामाय मिते अनग मत कामासन के साधु सर्वान् मुनञ्चितीर्चयान् सुकृदय दर्शितं रूपम् यतात् कामाय ते अनग मत कामासन के साधु सर्वान् मुनञ्चितीर्चया साधु सकृदय दक्षिणारूपम् एतत् कामाय ते नगा सकृदय एतत्कामाय तेन साधु माताजी सकृतेयतशितरूपम् एतत्कामाय तेन Sakrit, once only, yet that darshitam, shown, rupam, form, Itat, this is kamaya, for hankering. Te, your anaga, O virtuous one. Mat, mine, kamaha, desire, chanaka, by increasing. Sadhu, devotee, sarvan, all, munchati, gives away, ritsayata, material desire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O virtuous one, you have only one seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desire. Please repeat. O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Purport. A living being cannot be vacant of desires. He is not a dead stone. He must be working, thinking, feeling and willing. But when he thinks, feels and wills materially, he becomes entangled, and conversely, when he thinks, feels and wills for the service of the Lord, he becomes gradually freed from all entanglement. The more a person is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, the more he acquires hankering for it. That is the transcendental nature of the godly service. Material service has satiation, whereas spiritual service of the Lord has neither satiation nor end. One can go on increasing his hankering for the loving transcendental service of the Lord, and yet he will not find satiation or end. By intense desire service of Lord, one can experience the presence of the Lord transcendentally. Therefore, seeing the Lord means being engaged in his service, because his service and his person are identical. The sincere devotee should go on with sincere service of the Lord. The Lord will give proper direction as to how and where it has to be done. There was no material desire in Narada, and yet, just to increase his intense desire for the Lord, he was so advised. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana-shalakaya Chakshurum-militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam cha Shri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Evacha पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्वासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग फ्रॉम ऑल यू वैष्णवस। सो इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल वर्स। नारद मुनि गेट्स अ दर्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड, देन लॉर्ड टेल्स नारद मुनि, नाउ इट इज इनफ, वंस ओनली आई कुड गिव यू दर्शन, नाउ यू शुड हैव इंटेंस डिजायर, यू हैव टू इंक्रीज यूर डिजायर फॉर मी, because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. So Srila Prabhupada quotes here very wonderfully, the living being cannot be vacant of desires. You know, it is not a dead stone. It will have thinking, willing, planning, so many things. Even we sit for the japa, however best we wanted to do attentive chanting, mind goes, you know, all world tour. So, slowly we have to pull back that mind. It has got so many effects actually. So here, for Narad Muni, through Narad Muni, Lord gives us, even Srila Prabhupada tells us, you know, you have to increase. You have to increase the intensity of devotional service. By doing that, what happens? All your unwanted things will be eradicated. We have so many unwanted things. Srila Prabhupada used to analyze from A to Z. He used to analyze. Every class he used to analyze. This is anartha. These are unwanted things. Huh? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By that, your unwanted things will go off. You have to chant the holy name. So many things. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. This is Abhadra. These unwanted things we have to remove. Somewhere or other. That should be our goal. How to remove it. It's a very tough thing actually. And here Prabhupada, even also he says, the transcendental nature of the godly service. It will have never end. It's finished. It's over. It's, you know that spiritual pot is filled. It's not like that. So many years I did it. It's filled. No. It is ananta. It is ananta. Go on doing it. Go on doing it. You'll purify. 50% to 60%. 70%. Then go on doing it. You'll have material desire of 70%. And spiritual desire is 30%. Then go on doing it. 80% spiritual desire. And then 20% material desire. And still go on doing it. 90% spiritual desire, spiritual advancement. And 10% material desire. Then go on doing it. You'll come to 100%. There is no material desire. It's too good to hear. But main thing is that some or the other you had to vacate that material desire. Some or the other. In this life only. You have to vacate that. See, Prabhupada, specially he gives this anartha nivritti. You have to remove this anartha nivritti. There are so many things in anartha. What are the anarthas? Unwanted things. Unwanted. Jo apna kaam ka nahi hai. Unwanted. Prabhupada gives very beautiful analyzation of what is anartha. Prabhupada says, material civilization is anartha. If you give this class to somebody, materialist, you will go away immediately. Material civilization is anartha. My God. Your job is to please Krishna. But that anartha, by material civilization, however best you may do it, you can't progress. You have, as a human being, you have come for a yajna, to please Krishna. Your job is to please Krishna as a human being. Madhvacharya used to say, as a Vayu he had come, he was saying, you are Manushya from Manukula. I have come here from Manukula's Manushya. I have come to introduce Madhava. So take Madhava shelter, you will be liberated. Introducing Madhava, introducing Krishna. These all acharyas, they have come for that. And here, what is unwanted things? Material civilization. What is that material civilization? Purposes. Tea, coffee, smoking, LSD, five-star restaurants, enjoying. You are not supposed to do it. When Prabhupada was there in the United States, he was not happy that, what a lucky I am, I could come to the United States. He said, he was crying. He was looking at the site and the people. He was saying, these people, how can I give them Krishna consciousness, Lord? They are in highly, highly opulent. This is not our human being's job. This is not our culture. He was crying. And peaceful life, Prabhupada said, peaceful life, curtail this all anarthas. First, curtail all these anarthas, unwanted things. As soon as you become devotee, what happens? Anartha nivritti. Ado shuddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti. Then, nishta, asakti, bhava, then prema. First you remove anartha nivritti. First, unwanted things. Quit it. That's why Prabhupada used to say, intoxication. People taking little, in party and all, it is beer, little. It's a ladies' drink. This intoxication is a poison for your spiritual life. Don't do that. Practical, you have to do. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us Cheto Darpana Marjan. Cleanse your heart. Your heart cleansing process. All these processes, heart cleansing process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sankirtana. You just do Sankirtan. Chant the holy name. You'll grow. Your accumulation of spiritual life is growing. You are adding Krishna consciousness. You are adding holy name. Whenever you are idle, whenever you are there, add that. That is your transcendental bank balance. It will go. It will add sufficiently. Then you are not to beg for it. What I have to do? No. You already, you will get the NOC for to go back to God. First, take the NOC. No objection certificate. That is Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu. Prabhupada says, there are people who are doing Shravanam Kirtanam. Everybody are doing. First, what? Vishnu Smarana. Regarding Lord. If it is not connected to Lord, Samayavai Kevalam. How many times Prabhupada used to tell the people? And God is not imagination. Kalikale Nama Rupe Krishnavata. It is a benediction for the people of Kali Yuga. Namarubhi, he meets us, he comes, he gives us darshan, so many ways. Kali Yuga, it is a benediction. That's why the Lord tells to Narad Muni, it's enough. Now you increase your intense desire. Once you increase the intense desire for Krishna, your material desire automatically gets collapsed, removed. Increase it. It is a tapa, it is a fever. Material fever. By seeing him, skyscraper, so wonderful, so many floors, 100 floors, 150 floors, my God. So, then Prabhupada said, material desire, material civilization is anartha. And finally, what he says? Why? Because it is most dangerous. God is not imagination. He is personally there. So Prabhupada is teaching us. Bhagavad Gita, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo, Mata Sarvam Pravartate, Iti Matva Bhajante Ma, Buddha Bhava Samanvita, everywhere, even material, spiritual, everything, I am there. Everything emanated from me. Everything, even Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Surya, everything. All these planets. He's so powerful. All these Lakshmis. Everything. Spiritual, material, everything. And Prabhupada says, two dangerous things you have to avoid. First, anartha to clear up is, one is two dangerous things. One is, be careful with the atheist. That's a shunyavadis. Don't associate. You will get contaminated. Second thing is mayavadis. Be careful. When you are walking on the path of devotion, be careful. What are the negatives you have to take care? That is the thing. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vedesya sarver aham eva vedu. To understand Krishna, we are all learning this. Vedas, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. Understand Krishna. That is the most important. If one is not having conclusion of Vedas, if he not understands and practicing the Vedas, what happens, Prabhupada, it will be disturbance for him. It will be disturbance. You have to clear up your anarthas. Only by bhakti yoga you can clear up the anartha. Even a person thinks, I am an American, I am an Indian, I am African, I am from a big Maratha, I am Brahman, this. These are all anarthas. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. You have to clear up that. No upadis. You are the spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. This is fundamental. 24 hours. Krishna is the supreme personality of God and God at 24 hours. You are the part and parcel of Krishna, 24 hours. It won't change. This is the part. Sthane sthitagata. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave a wonderful thing. Whatever the situation you are in, be there. You just follow the devotees, pure devotees, who have realized souls, take shelter. You do not know anything. That's why, wherever you are situated, that is a perfect place, and you have to heart cleansing process. Within the heart, there are six enemies: lust, greed, envy, anger, pride, illusion, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsara. This is there for many, many lifetimes. You have to clear up. In this life, you have to clear up. You have to make it zero. That is why chanting the holy name, Krishna can kill all these demonical people inside. Ratsasi pravritti. Krishna can kill it. Nobody else. Just if he touches, all the big demons have killed, he could kill. Just touching and coming. You know all the stories. Even Gopalaks, they open their tiffin. He said, just wait. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhava. And demon has come. Yeah, just wait. Open that tiffin, I'll come. You just go and touch. That's all. Here Krishna is touching our heart. He is within our heart. Suradam Sarvabhutana. He can clear up all this. Very, very perfectly. Human life, Prabhupada is very specially emphasizes, human life is meant for spiritual understanding. That's all. Not for the material understanding. That's why he avoid this newspaper, this, that, this. It will spoil your, it will contaminate your brain, your thoughts also. So you have to endeavor fully engaging in Krishna consciousness. And whatever the material things are there, bare minimum to survive your body, soul. That's all. That's why don't eat more. There are lots of things to eat. Don't eat more. That is also anartha. Eat bare minimum for progressing in spiritual life. And also don't collect more. Go on collecting. No. If you have collected anything, try to reduce it. Use it for Krishna service. And material life is involved. So many unwanted things. Different programs, they change every day. Even in our industries and all, you know. Different. They are changing all the time, all the program. Every day they are changing. They are changing the staff. They are changing the office. They are changing the decoration. Everything they are changing. Every day. You know, like showroom, how they are changing different style to attract the people. This is not there. This is principle is given from Vedas. This is the principle. This will never change. Nobody can come and say, this in 2022, I have started some new mantra. No. You have to say, continue the same mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Actually, when Prabhupada was with that mood, there were some boys, students who have gone to America, they were asking Prabhupada, Swamiji, what is the use of this bhajan and all? We are lacking with technology. We wanted technology. Prabhupada said, you are doing the donkey's job. You wanted to slog so much, you wanted to do donkey's job. As a human being, you can do that job, whatever is needed. But you have to keep some time for Krishna. Make some available time. That is important. That is intelligence. At least for your chanting, your sadhana, you should have some time. That's all. You are just thinking of collecting all technology. You know what will be the ultimate result? You will be turning donkey. Gada Vandra. So this was Prabhupada. What a very clearly he said. The human life is, you wanted a peaceful life? Save time for, if you wanted peaceful life, save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. The time which I was there for chanting, I just changed it, I did this, but this is not that material, reformation or your changing it. I could do this, I could do that. No, nothing works. Your intelligence doesn't work there. It doesn't work. That's why you are supposed to be happiest person. You are part and parcel of the happiest Supreme Lord. Why you are suffering? This is the question human being has to ask. What is it? Atata Brahma Jijnasa. Why I am suffering? You are suffering because you have forgotten Krishna. Just remember Krishna. Everything will be nullified. Don't worry. There is nothing as difficult in this world. Chant the holy name and be happy. This was Prabhupada's name. And even a training for the engineers, doctors, medical, the training is there, college, schools. But same thing, Prabhupada says, ours is a training for brahmanas. This is the highest training. Training for uplifting the soul. Food for the soul. And you'll be liberated. You'll never become cats and dogs. You have to go back home, back to God. This is your goal. Very clearly, Prabhupada used to say. You have to train the right brahmanas. Read the scriptures. You are advancing. You have to advance. One more thing, Prabhupada said. You have to advance. Don't live here foolishly. Time goes off. Whether it is possible to revive the old culture, very good. That's why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Rai Ramanand, what is the way? What is the thing? How we can be, what is the topmost devotion service? Ramanand Rai was saying, approach Vishnu, take shelter of Vishnu, Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's all right. Tell me something more. So, see, same way, Prabhupada used to give some class, and again he is giving something else in other day. All the lectures, you can say, na, I heard Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam yesterday. Enough. No. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to repeat it. In Tota Gopinath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to hear the Bhagavatam every day. Gadadhar Pandit used to do. And such an absorption. Both were crying. And that Bhagavatam, Talpatras, that Bhagavatam,
that all got erased with the tears. Such absorption, absorption. After Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj story gets over, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, repeat. Not one time. 100 times. With that you will get prepared. That's why Prabhupada says, even though you don't understand it, you sit. Because it enters your ear and it purifies. This has got transcendental power. This is such a transcendental power. That's all. Material people, they prepare different types of programs, ideas, giving material importance. Human life, advanced in spiritual life, that is only a business. Advanced in spiritual life. This is up to the topmost nectar, Prabhupada ji. This is up to last. Jivare Swarupe Krishna and Nitya Das. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami asked this question for everyone in the beginning, first day. What is the goal of life? That time is Jivare Swarupe Krishna Nitya Das. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that. Most, you will be most happy. Once anartha is out, you will be most happy. Jivare Swarupe Krishna Nitya Das. That's why you have to go Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Your anartha gets finished. Pure consciousness. There's no reason. I had little tea. You have put contaminated poison. Tamogun. That's why very systematically Prabhupada gave it. No smoking. You are putting little tamogun. Why? People are drinking coffee, tea, very nice. Oh, this is tapasya. That's why Vrishabhdev says, Nayana naya dehgo yot naloke kashtana kamana arhate dvibhije. Tapo divyam putrako yena sattam. He is explaining that. Even ahara nidra bhaya maitunam. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Even the stool eating animals, they do it. What is the greatness of human being? You have to do tapasya. You have to, yesterday I was drinking tea, now these Hare Krishna people, because of them I have to leave. You are doing some tapasya for pleasing Krishna. That's all. You have to do some tapasya. By that Krishna is pleased, not yourself. That's why fully exhibited, even in Bhagavatam, fully exhibited, topmost devotees, they are Brajagopis. Just fully exhibited, fully surrendered for Krishna. Prabhupada says, if a person is not surrendering in this age, here he has come as a human being in Kali Yuga, he is like an animal. That's all. That's why he gave such a words, you know, at least he should hit you. He should feel it. I am like an animal, vipada pashu. Two-legged animal, if you are not following Krishna consciousness. That's why you have to mad after Bhagavatam. You have to mad after Bhagavan. Once you become mad after Bhagavan, what happens? You get all the qualities of Bhagavan, as good as Bhagavan. That's all. That's why pure devotee, hear about Krishna. Especially, these two things are going on. If you go for the material service, what happens is that it gets bored. However, the person may be good, but it gets bored. And spiritual, if you are engaged with the Krishna service, what happens? The transcendental ecstasy will increase day by day. Even it may be anyone. Person who is sweeping the floor, doing all those things, menial service, still he feels, I'm doing it for Krishna. This increases. And now, I'll just go to what Prabhupada used to give the training to remove the anarthas. And now he has said anartha is this. And you know, Prabhupada, he made a very wonderful plan. In the beginning stage, the people used to come, they're very new there. They are saying, why don't you bring something when you are coming for the class? Why don't you bring something for Krishna? Some fruits, some flower, whatever you feel like. So they used to bring some there, you know, favorable things and offering to Krishna. That the way Prabhupada started. And fruits, flowers, everything is offered to Krishna. That training is started. Then he started giving them aarti, mangalarti thing, very systematically. the syllabus was very systematically Prabhupada gave. It was not a big thing started with, you know. Aarti. You take this. Sometimes there was no ghee lamp, and sometimes a candlelight. Candles, Prabhupada said, move it. How many? Do. You give to the others when you get tired. Even for Jagannath and all, they used to do that. Just some sukriti. You are getting practice. And then, bow down. As soon as you come, bow down. Remove your shoes there, bow down. Sukriti is increasing. Your taste will increase. And chanting Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Transcendental engagement. It is transcendental. It's not an ordinary thing. And Prabhupada created Ratha Yatra. You know all the stories. But there, a person was there, Jayanand. Very sincere he was. He was doing all service. Very menial service. Loading, he was a driver, he was a mechanical engineer. He was working. And whatever the amount comes, salary comes, he gives to the temple. To serve Krishna. And collecting all the garbages and putting it out. He never used to come in the forefront and taking all the people and showing them. He is giving them chance. Such a nirmasaranam. These are the people. Just how Krishna is pleased. Non-envious person, Krishna is pleased. He knows. These are the training they were giving, and these are the people with whom we can learn so many things. This holiness, Jayapataka Swami, he came from a college and this person was hammering the nail, Jayananda. And he said, you come here. Can you hammer this nail? Yes, yes. Then the young boy started hammering the nail for chariot. And he has become Jayapataka Swami. See, some service. Every service is there. And Ratha Yatra was become so famous. People used to come. Whoever sees Rath Yatra, they'll be liberated. And deity worship. Do deity worship. When you do deity worship, you understand. You are not in this material world at all. You are with Krishna, Radha Krishna. You are in Goloka. So sweet. You can experience that. And cleansing the temple. These are all the training is given. Very wonderfully. And here one word is there, Prabhupada's. You know what is that word? A sincere devotee, Lord will properly guide him. Direct him. Direction will be given by the Lord for the sincere devotee. That example I can give in our side, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He was in New Vrindavan, Brahmachari. He was there, in the hill. You have to do deity worship. Only deity worship you have to do. He was doing, put up and collect everything, all the things. So many years. Then some goshala. You have to milk the cows, do that. Then they have sent him for preaching. So many years. Without any intention, very menial service, he could do it. And that is service. That is service, science of service. No, that's why after his long experience, he's saying, be serious and sincere and no ulterior motive, so that you will progress in spiritual life. This is that what we can understand. He has practically did it. Sincerity. And that is one more sincerity we can see about Prabhupada. Prabhupada's life. Just translating this Bhagavatam. It is not easy. Just to prepare a Bhagavatam for one class, it was big task, you know, I can point. Prabhupada used to do. Even every word, you have to find out suitable meaning. What a spiritual advancement. We can't even understand. He was very sincere. One person, there's an example that his guest, Jagat Purush, he was saying, Prabhupada is very seriously night. What he is doing? I don't know. So it was in Jew. That time there was no big buildings like this. There was a small room And Prabhupada was writing there. You know, he was in the opposite building. He was watching what Prabhupada is doing. He was sitting, you know, just to see Prabhupada. Prabhupada, there were 11:30, he has started, put the light, he has started dictaphone, thing started, translation, Bhagavatam. 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30, he sat and finally he was in sleepy mood. He could not do. He was looking and sleeping. This is Jagat Purush Prabhu, he wrote that. And up to 5:30, then he goes for his morning walk. Just see the sincere efforts Prabhupada did. We have to understand this. The sincerity. And it's not to show up sincerity to others. Krishna understands that. It's a totally Krishna's service. For Krishna's pleasure. Not for our pleasure. Beautiful it is. I wanted to conclude with one wonderful Prabhupada's last time. Actually, it was in 1977. It was in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was in the... He was quite sick last stage. Many people used to come. So there, one Mr. K.J. Somaya has come to see Prabhupada. You must have been ready somewhere. And, you know, Prabhupada had a very good influence with all these people. Prabhupada had even Sumati Murarji and that's Hanuman Poddar from they were printing that, this, na? Gita printing press and all. He had a very good connection with our spiritual. This person, K.J. Somaya, had come, and there were so many disciples were sitting. And he was very nicely, Prabhupada welcomed him, K.J. Somaya. Very old friends, very intimate friends. K.J. Somaya said, "Swamiji, I wanted to discuss with you very privately. So these people should just vacate for some time. They should go out." So Prabhupada said, "You all go out." So these our devotees are very smart, na? While going, they put the this on. Which one? Tape recorder. What discussion they'll do, you know. For very smart people. You know what happens? Mr. K.J. Somaya was asking, "Swamiji, you had a very big institution. You are in the last stage. So now you have to give some successor. You should name some successor who can take care of this. Because it is a big institution. I think you have to name somebody. You have to appoint some successor." "Swamiji, this is my request," K.J. Somaya said. You know what Prabhupada said? Very beautiful. Today it is connected to Prabhupada's purport actually. You know what he said? "Person who is sincerely following my instruction," please hear it very thoroughly. "Person who is sincerely following my instruction, he will carry forward this moment." Month after death, year after year, he will carry this moment. This moment will go on. One who is sincerely following my instruction. This is for all of us. That person will take the moment forward. He will take the moment in the front. It will go on. It is practical. After Prabhupada's departure, the movement is growing like anything. This is the truthfulness. This was Prabhupada, what he has said. It is true. It is growing. 125 years got over now. It is growing like anything. Because it is a scientific movement. It is changing the heart. And you are not the body, you are spirit soul. Taking this position, taking this perfect gift, we have to go back home, back to Godhead, ultimate. Nityam Bhagavata Seva. So we have to chant His holy name. For any problem in our life, our only problem is that, only solution is that, Mantra Aushadhi. Divya Mantra Aushadhi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the solution. There are lots of problems in Kali Yuga, but to remove all the anarthas, whatever is instruction is given Srila Prabhupada, if we follow it sincerely, Prabhupada said, they will carry forward this movement. Hare Krishna. You are all the big team. Senapatis, you are all carrying this movement. Because if anything goes wrong, we were not sincere. That's why Srila, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj always emphasizes sincerity, seriousness, no ulterior motive. These three things, it will put us, Krishna will put us in a right direction. That's all. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question is there? You are in right direction. There is no question. Direction of Prabhupada, our parampara. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.